You are listening to CJSF 90.1 FM. It is Katie's open mic. That was Cardboard Trash by American Lips, a very cool Canadian band right now. And yeah, we are broadcasting to you from the unceded Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Yeah, this is Katie's open mic, and I'm here with Grayson, the second ever returning guest. Second to Adele. Adele is the epic. But we have Grayson here, and we're going to be talking about punk rock. What is it? Does it still exist? What is Grayson as a person? And what is our personal genres? Okay. What's up, Grayson?
Not much. How are you?
I'm so good. I'm, like, really buzzing today. Like, I had too much coffee yesterday, and I'm still feeling it today.
It's like a carryover caffeine?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so what made you want to talk about punk rock today?
I don't know what punk rock is, really. I hear it thrown around. People be like, yo, that's punk rock. Actually, specifically you said, oh, that's punk rock. Because I was using the word electric all the time.
Oh, talk about the history of electric.
Oh, it's just a baseball term. Like, if I don't know if it's in other sports, but in baseball, like, if someone's throwing, like, absolute gas, like, that's an electric fastball.
Yeah.
Or, like, they just absolutely nail something out of the park. That was electric.
Yeah.
And I picked it up from my friends and from watching baseball. And then I thought it was funny, like, if you just see something that's not electric, to be like, that's electric.
Wait, so when you said that to me, was that not electric or was it electric?
It was electric.
Okay, good.
But, like, you see an older woman crossing the street, like, by herself on a walker, that's electric.
That is electric.
Because it kind of is electric, you know? There's, like, there's some autonomy there. She's doing it. But it's not, like, electric in the way that you'd think that someone mashing a 100-mile-an-hour heater just 450 dead center is electric.
You're redefining electric.
Yeah, and also it's like a little tongue-in-cheek. And I think that using the word punk rock, like, punk rock is almost tongue-in-cheek, but saying, like, that's punk rock is in the spirit of punk rock, and it's tongue-in-cheek. And then I realize I don't actually know what punk rock really is, other than my impression is 17-year-olds in a garage just banging instruments as loud as they can and then having a good time.
Yeah.
And specifically having a good time at the expense of, like, their principles.
Yeah. Wait, of their
like their school principles. Like,
the
for their
at their school.
Yeah, for their principles against their principles. And, like, their parents, like, mom, you don't get me. Like,
yeah,
I'm gonna go play, like, the same four courts for 2 hours with my buddies and have the best time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's punk rock.
Yeah, no, I think punk rock is definitely, like, it's specifically, like, you're being yourself, but in a way that makes other people angry.
Mm.
And I think that's important, that you're making other people angry.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, do you think who you're making angry matters? Like, is it a generational difference?
Yeah, you want to make, like, authority figures angry, or, like, just people who aren't punk rock, you want to kind of make them angry. Because I think when people get angry, then it forces them to, like, reevaluate things. And I've always felt that punk rock is, like, definitively political, and, you know, and so I feel like part of it is, like, just being like, oh, I'm being who I want to be, and if that makes you angry, then, like, good, like, figure out why you're angry. But that's not my problem either.
Yeah, it's the good, I think, that makes it the punk in the punk rock, because, like, rock is supposed to make you feel something, but if it's, like, good that this made you mad, like, that's punk rock.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought of it like that. Interesting. Maybe I am punk rock then.
Tell me more.
I like, I got problems with authority. I feel like everyone does in some ways, but I like, I love saying, like, don't tell me what to do. I've always been like that. And I think that if someone tells me what to do and I do a different thing, and then what I do works just as well, it's like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've been having that problem recently where it's like, I really can't be told what to do, but even if it's, like, something good, and I'm having to, like, check myself, and it's really annoying. How do you deal with that? This is not, well, this is kind of punk rock.
Yeah, well, I think, like, punk rock, because something in this is, like, having an ego, right?
Yeah.
Like, if someone tells you what to do and you don't want to, that's, like, an ego response. But I feel like punk rock is, like, partially the formation of a healthy ego. Mm. When, like, you're doing what you want to do with your friends who want to do the same thing, or maybe not with your friends, but at the expense of people who are, like, impeding you developing in a way.
Mm.
And so punk rock is, like, a flourishing of, like, a healthy ego. Yeah. But, like, when someone tells you, like, for me, maybe when I haven't been punk rock is when I'm just, like, defensive over something.
Mm-hmm.
Or my ego's, like, kind of acting out.
Yeah.
This feels, like, way deeper than punk rock has ever thought about itself.
This is why we're not punk rock.
Yeah, because we're sitting here. Punk rock, we just start making sounds.
Yeah. Wait, speaking of, should we talk about what we think our personal genres are as people?
Yeah, we can do that, for sure.
Yeah, because then it'll give, like, a framework to everything we'll talk about.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so you were saying you feel like people don't see you as, like, who you are?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, my perception of myself is probably always going to be different from someone's perception of me. And that's normal. And I think that there's been a period where it's really not aligned. Like, they've been super opposite, and then it's been super aligned. And I don't really have any more thoughts about that. But I think people see me as, like, very, like, indie in terms of, like, music, if there was, like, a music genre of indie.
I feel like I don't see you that way.
Okay, that's... Oh, really?
I see you as, like, surf rock.
Okay, yeah, I get that a lot, too. But I feel like I'm more... yeah, maybe... Indie surf rock, is that a thing?
Yeah.
It feels weird to define yourself as well, right? Because it's... Because you know, you have the biggest relationship with yourself. And when you start using genres, it feels very limiting.
Mm-hmm. It's, but, like, very superficial.
Yeah. What's your genre? Because I see you as, like, punk pop, almost.
Whoa. I was going to say folk.
Okay, yeah. We got different reads.
Wait, you tell me why.
Folk, wait. Well, punk pop, because, like... I feel like you want to do what you want to do, and you're going to do that, but it's also going to be, it's not, like, at the expense of others necessarily, and that's the pop part of it.
Mm, yeah, it's just, like, in a fun way.
Yeah, and it's just, like, that it's silly, or it's, like, fun.
Yeah.
And the punk is like, nah, this is me.
Yeah.
But I can see folk.
Wait, for sure. Yeah, I feel like... Pop punk is, like, who I am outwardly, and folk is who I am inwardly.
Whoa, it's like astrology.
Yeah, exactly. Folk is my moon sign. Are you tapped in? Do you get that lore?
I'm tapped in.
But we can't talk about astrology today. Wait, what's your sun sign, though?
Taurus.
Oh, okay.
What's yours?
Leo.
Leo, okay. What's your moon?
Libra.
Okay. Mine's Capricorn.
Whoa. So you're, like, what? You're, like, hardworking, stubborn, and...
I could work harder, but I'm pretty, but I'm pretty stubborn. Yeah.
There you go.
Which I think is the punk part. Like, the... For me. Like, mm-hmm. I'm very... Like, I'll dig my heels in the ground. Mm-hmm. For sure. Much the detriment of myself, I think, more than others.
Yeah, definitely.
But, interesting. Surf rock. What even is surf rock? Like, as a person?
I think it's like fun, but, like, in a relaxing way. You know? Not, like, fun, like, going to the club, but fun, like, you know, like, you're on the beach and you're, like, chilling, but it's also, like, still, like, high energy. You know?
It's frolicky.
I was gonna say it's kind of frolicky. Like, I'm saying, like, it's fun. But, like, the most you exert yourself is, like, maybe you run around a little bit. Or you're surfing, obviously. But it's not, like, and there's, like, no emotional toll to your fun. It's just, like, easy and effervescent.
Okay, that is kind of me, actually. Yeah. Okay, that's a good read.
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't mind that. Why would you say that you're folk, then?
I actually don't know. I feel like there's... I don't know, like, when I think of folk, I think there's, like, a storytelling to it, and there's, like, this, I don't know, it feels, like, very introspective, and So maybe it is kind of my moon, I guess. But I guess it's the more like the side of me when I'm by myself is more folk, I guess. But it's also like playful in a way. It can be playful because it's like you got your harmonica and your like simple instruments, like you got your guitar and you're just like strumming very like simple open chords.
Is there a band you're thinking of? Or yes. Or a song?
I'm thinking like Adrian Lenker vibes. And
who is
Big,
that?
Big Thief.
Oh, I know Big Thief.
Yeah. Or maybe like Adrian Lenker is such a specific kind of folk too, because she's like a poet. But like,
well, you're an English major, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Red.
Red like
you read me and I read books. Wait, so what do you see your genre as? I forget.
I was gonna say, like, a lot of people say indie and I listen to a lot of indie music. But like, I guess it's somewhere, like, I listen to a lot of indie pop as well. I've been starting to listen to a lot of reggae, and I feel like it's becoming almost surf rock.
I was going to say that is similar to surf rock.
Yeah, but I like, I listen to a lot of, like, R&B, like, very groovy music that is kind of just, like, in my home, like, kind of dancing and vibing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't listen, I think you're really on the money with not really going out, like, for fun. It's, like, it's low-key. But there's, it's not emotionally expensive,
yeah.
But it is kind of frolicky because that's sort of how I am. yeah, I can't, big things I just can't handle. Large events, I just can't do it. I can't rise to that occasion normally.
Yeah, I agree. I feel like, yeah, and I can't be serious in any means.
Yeah.
There's no moment. I don't think I've been serious a day in my life.
I actually had this in my summer job where I am like in charge of like about 30 people and I can't be serious ever. And I needed to be serious a lot of the times. And I tried to do a challenge where I didn't say a joke for a whole day and I didn't even finish making my coffee in the morning before I was making jokes like to myself.
Oh my God. Yeah.
It's chronic. It's so bad.
Yeah, no, I, like, laugh to myself. Like, I make a joke to myself and laugh out loud in my, like, silent house.
Yeah, and you're just there, like, just busting it.
Because
you said something really funny, and then you look around, no one's there. Who is this for?
For ourselves.
Yeah,
that's, like, the purest form of laughter.
Do you think that people get your sense of humor?
It's, like, very 50-50. And also, a lot of the jokes I say are, like, kind of for myself, too, where it's, like, I think they're funny or it's, like, a reference no one will get. But it's just, like, for the joy of saying it and making myself laugh. So I don't really mind if people get my humor, but, like, yeah, it's very 50-50. Especially, like, a lot of my humor that I love is, like, playing pretend or, like, playing a character. So if people don't know you very well, then they don't know. And they just think you're, like, stupid or crazy.
I do the same thing. My favorite bit is pretending to be really, really dumb.
Mm-hmm.
And if someone doesn't know me, they just think I'm dumb.
Yeah.
And you can't explain that the joke is you being dumb. Because then you just do look dumb.
Yeah.
And it's such a... But I think that's a pop. That's, like, punk pop.
Yeah.
Because, you know, this is me. I'm going to make my jokes. But it's not really at the expense of anybody. It's really at the expense of yourself. Like, you don't take yourself too seriously. But maybe that is punk rock as well.
Yeah, well, they can be intertwined.
Yeah, it's really just the difference of, like, how it sounds or the chords. But now we're really mixing metaphors here.
Yeah, because we're kind of beyond the music right now.
Yeah.
And I actually wanted to talk about something beyond the music. I'm going to monologue a little bit, and you're going to listen and be interested. It's, so I was looking... Like, I was just, like, thinking about punk rock when you came up with this topic, and I was looking through these, like, SFU has these archives of a bunch of posters of punk rock in Vancouver, like, from the 80s, and it was put together by this guy named Ken Lester, who was, like, the manager from this, like, really big band in Vancouver called the DOA, and something I found really interesting was that, like, all of these posters, and the point of this is, maybe I'll, spoilers, the point of this is gonna be... Punk is not as political anymore. And because I found all these posters. So we had one in 1993, Benefit for Friends of Clayoquot Sound. And that was like, it was about like the logging that was happening on the island. And it was like a month before the super big protest where like a bunch of people like successfully fought to like have more logging restrictions. And what I thought was so cool about this poster is like it had a little phone number you could call and like learn more about the logging practices and like what was going on. And it had like this call to action. And then like similarly, there was this one that was like a benefit for the right to poster where there was like in the 80s, there was like this law that you can't have posters or else you'll like be in jail for 2 months or have to pay a $2,000 fine. And all this information was on the poster too. Like they were teaching you about like these new laws being made like through the poster. And I like checked and that was like a real thing that was happening. And so these things, these posters, they were like advertisement for punk shows, but they were also like informing you about things that were going on and like how to kind of like fight against it. Like with the poster one, like there was this dude that had a trial that was going to be going on, so they like put the address and like time and date of the trial, and they were like go and like show up and like be there for it. And I thought that was so cool how like it was kind of one and the same to have like this music and then also this like political agenda. And then, okay, I'm gonna really monologue. And then I was looking at like current punk posters, and I look back like a couple months on Vancouver Punk Calendar, which is where you can like find all the good punk shows if you're interested. Because punk is, it's like it's good. It's still living. But I found that there was like no connection to politics at all, or like. But I find like when you go to the shows, like the musicians themselves, like they'll have things to say, and it's like I think that are really important. But like the poster, like we're not as like organized as people anymore with these like causes and stuff. It's like very individual. But I think one thing that I really admire is I've been to a couple shows that are like benefits for King Trooper, who's this like punk cat of Vancouver, and it's like it like the tickets like pay for his vet bills, and I feel like that's very punk rock. So,
wait, King Trooper's an actual cat?
Yeah, like you can buy merch of his cat face.
What? So there's a punk band that all the proceeds go to this one cat?
No, not even the punk band. It's like multiple bands come to Trooper Fest.
It's a festival for a cat.
Sometimes it's 2 days.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah, and it's like in like the backyard of some people's house. It was like one of the days. Alf's house, shout out. And yeah, it's like yeah, just people just go and they like it's like a benefit for this cat. And I feel like that's punk rock.
Yeah, it's very punk rock.
Yeah, but I feel like that's all we have right now. That's like this unifying goal.
That's so whimsical. So whimsical.
Yeah.
That's punk rock.
Yeah, because it's this thing of like helping each other. And I think helping each other is punk rock.
Yeah, like a very small, like when you're talking about the posters, it made me think of like the difference between small D democracy and big D democracy. That these like posters and the phone number just like someone put this poster up and someone just wants someone to call this number and like really actively engage with them, and it feels like that's not a thing anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I saw that, I wouldn't call that number.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, for one, I wouldn't think that anyone would actually pick up. Or I'd be so surprised. Or if I was like with my friends, I'd be like, oh, should I call that number? I'd be like, oh no, like why would you do that? That
yeah.
we've almost lost the feeling that there's people all around us, like at the other ends of these things, because everything feels so big.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, like we've lost that small. Maybe punk rock is just like, maybe it's that like in the garage, like it's you and your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's in the garage. It's like, yeah, like what little action you can make, or like. I don't know. Maybe I should listen to a song and think.
Yeah, let's do that.
I need to ponder. And I also need to take off my sweater, but I can't take off my headphones at the same time. So we're going to go in with some more American Lips. And then we're going to, like, change genre. So don't even worry about it. It's still going to be us, but it'll be a different genre. But yeah, enjoy. She said it feels so good. We're wasting time.
The SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance, referred to as DNA, is a student-led network of community members who identify as disabled, autistic, neurodivergent, deaf, mad, and or as having a disability, a chronic illness, long-term condition, or a mental illness. At DNA, we work together to create campus change. We address ableism, and we promote disability justice while opposing oppression in all of its forms. We are the SFU Disability and Neurodiversity Alliance. We are DNA. We provide support for students who are having difficulty with their schooling or accessing the services they need. Email access@sfss.ca or drop by the DNA Resource Center, room 1300 in the sub-building. That was access@sfss.ca, room 1300 in the sub-building.
Listen. in the home of Burnaby Rock, CJSF's Lux Rock Electronic Show. 2 hours of relative power each and every Friday, 6 to 8 p.m., and repeats every Thursday, 10 to midnight, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. Do it.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Katie, on this open mic here with Grayson.
Hi.
Thank you, Grayson. That's really nice. Today we're talking about punk rock and what it is and our feelings about it. And we were just listening to the song Get On by American Lips, Canadian band. And then the most recent song was Maker by Astra Chan. And we were just talking about how much we love music that's like, because Astra Chan, like, this is one of those songs where it's like starts and it's so beautiful. And then the guy starts singing and you're like, what is going on? I don't know if I like this, but then you like feel into it and you like it. And we were talking about how like when music's too good, it just like doesn't feel real. And it's just like, it's too produced.
Yeah, it feels like too polished.
Mm-hmm.
And it feels like it doesn't come.